South African residents have attacked migrants from African countries in a Johannesburg township, injuring at least five people and increasing concerns of a wave of xenophobia after the Soccer World Cup. Tensions have long been building between South Africans and millions of foreign migrants they accuse of taking jobs and homes, but open animosity appeared to be put on hold during the World Cup as South Africa showed its best face to the world. Gunter Simmermacher is the editor of the South African Catholic weekly, The Southern Cross. He says that it is unlikely that these attacks are linked to xenophobic sentiment.
Well, it's probably too easy to call the violence xenophobic in itself. That means people being attacked because of hatred for foreigners, though it does take on those appearances, even in the rhetoric that is being used when mobs are agitating against foreigners and when foreigners are being attacked and thrown off trains and so on. The language certainly is xenophobic, and yet at its root, the violence is part of what might call a contest for scarce resources. In very poor areas, resources such as housing and employment and water and other basic services. And there's, of course, also an element of criminality. The looting certainly seems to benefit criminals especially. So in that context, foreign nationals are really a minority that is easily blamed for all kinds of social ills, even if that is unfair to do so. And because they're a minority and because they do not enjoy quite the same protection under law as Africans, South African residents would, they are also the most vulnerable. And I think it is mainly on that basis that they're being attacked rather than because they are foreigners. There are areas in South Africa where foreigners are quite safe, areas where there is no contest for scarce resources.